Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to talk about Brian Koberger. Okay, so I really don't like talking about that. I didn't understand the case, and then everybody kept telling me to follow the case. I started following the case. The two main people that I keep up with is Christina Randall and Swoop. So, I'll link both of their channels in the description, but because they have really good detailed videos. But the only thing that I disagree with is them giving their personal opinions and I think he did it. And I'm not saying that, it's their shit, it's their channel, they can say what they want to say. It's just, I personally, is why I don't really want to talk about it. I don't think he's going to get convicted. I don't know if this is the dude or not. It very well may not be. It's starting to really look like he's the dude, and everybody's been saying that he's the dude since day one. But, everybody's, I don't like how people judge how he looks. He can't help that he's tall and goofy looking. He can't help that. You don't have to be a serial killer to look like that. I know plenty of tall, goofy looking ass motherfuckers. They're not serial killers. I hope they're not serial killers. They're not serial killers. But if you saw one of their mugshots, you'd be like, oh, that motherfucker is slaying at least 18 people. At least 18 people. He looks like a professional. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't like how people judge how he looks. And I don't like how people are just, was majoring in this and super into criminology and blah, 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 blah. And it's but here's the thing. We don't go based off of our feelings in the court of law. You don't go based off of feelings. You go based off of fact. Now, I hope to never, ever, ever, ever be put in a situation like this. Because if this dude is innocent, if he's innocent, girl, but we don't go based off of feeling. We go based off of fact in the court of law. And the fact that the prosecution hasn't a lick of fucking evidence against this motherfucker, not a lick of tangible evidence. Everything is circumstantial. Everything. They want to point to the knife sheath. Okay. This one piece of whatever. And however they're going to explain that, they seem pretty fucking confident that they're going to be able to explain that knife sheath away. And when it does come out in court, we're all going to be flabbergasted. But I don't know, man. There wasn't anything in his car. Yeah, there's a lot of suspicious actions he was taking. Very suspicious actions. But where's the evidence? Where are the bloody clothes? Why are there no footprints in the house? You done did all of this shit. And I don't want to go over the details. Y'all can look that shit up. But you done did all of this shit. It gotta be a whole lot of blood going on and not a single footprint. Yeah, okay. Maybe he was smart enough to prepare for it. Okay. But where's the evidence? We can't convict him off of a maybe he was smart enough to clean up. You can't do that. That's not. If we go down that slippery slope, where's the end? And yeah. You can argue they do that with black folks all the time. And it's okay, so when is somebody that's not black that's when, and if they do that, then I mean, they already got us. They be doing that shit all the time. Well, look at this motherfucker. He look guilty. Yup, you look guilty. 15 years for some shit that you didn't even do. That they know they didn't even fucking do. But then you come to a case like this, and it's like everybody's lily white. So they're taking it very seriously. However, and when you're taking it very seriously, you can't say, well, maybe he's such and such, such and such. No. Where are the fucking facts? Where is the evidence? Where is it at? Where is it at? Why was there nothing found in his car? He drove all that way? And ain't nothing in the car? Well, you said he did it. Shouldn't there be? Okay, well, if he was smart enough to plan around it, then pull that evidence up. Pull that evidence up. How did he do it? Yes, the defense has to has the burden of proof that he didn't do it. But so does the prosecution. You can't just be like, well, I feel like maybe because he studies this in college and he's super duper smart and he looked goofy as hell, he did it. No. No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. I don't think he's going to get convicted. If everybody involved, from the jury to the judge to if everybody involved is serious about the law, has ever been serious about the law, he's not going to get convicted. They have nothing. You have circumstantial evidence, and the prosecution's like, yeah, we going for the death penalty because every blogger out there and everybody that's got a microphone in front of their face, they saying their opinions, and that's fine. I'm not saying don't do that. I do the exact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. But I'm also saying, this is America. This is supposed to be the land where you are innocent until proven guilty. Okay? This is, I don't respect a lot of people in the held in those positions. I really don't, because it's all a money grab to them. Everybody, every fucking where. I don't have any respect at all anyway, because everything that I've seen, it's like, yeah, no, fuck this person because you look this way and because you do this and because you do that, not because of any actual evidence of anything. So I get that, I understand that, and I don't really respect a lot of people in those positions because they don't, the because of the fact that they do that, they don't follow what they say they're meant to upheld, to uphold. I'm getting all tongue-tied. 'Cause I'm irritated. I'm really fucking irritated. I would be very surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I would be incredibly disappointed if he were to be convicted and given the death penalty over circumstantial evidence. The DNA on the knife sheath. Okay, they have an explanation for that. Who knows what the fuck it is? It's gonna come out in court. We gonna figure it the fuck out. But if he has a good enough explanation for it, then yo, it this is I don't like how this is going. I mean, like by popular opinion, by the public, he's already been condemned. How the fuck is he supposed to get a fair trial when every single YouTuber is like, yeah, this nigga did it? I see so many twists and turns, and I see this dude getting the fuck off. Even if he did do it, okay, this is still America. You're supposed to follow the law. That's not the law. The law don't say if you feel this way. The yut. That's not what the law says. I don't know exactly what every law says, but I know it's not that. You know it's not that. And you know, I said I wasn't gonna do this. I said I wasn't gonna do this, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. So I started watching this show on Amazon Prime. Now, I had never heard this show before. I had never like seen an advertisement, none of that. So I see this show and it's got this giant swastika, like the picture is in black and white, and there's this big red swastika, and I'm like, whoa. And then next to it is like this the red stripes of the American flag, and I'm like, what? What is happening? And it's called The Man in the High Castle. I started, well, I'm not going to go too deep into it because I could really, really rant forever about this show. But there's four seasons, and I watched up until season three, like episode three or four. I really don't feel like I got all the way to four, but somewhere around in there, that's when I stopped watching it because I realized that in this show, this is gonna sound wild as fuck coming from me. But let me ex I'll explain it. In this show, there's no sense of American pride. That sounds so weird coming from me. But hear me out. These people, the show is about if the Germans and the Japanese ended up winning World War II. And what would have happened to America? And there's these vague references to other countries, but I still don't know what the fuck. China is huge. China is massive. What the fuck is going on with China? Nobody said anything. Season three, ain't nobody said nothing about no nothing. But they compared one person was being derogatory towards a Japanese person and compared his culture to Chinese culture. But ain't nobody said nothing about China. Like, what is going on? What happened in Australia? What's with Australia? Did you guys leave them alone? Like, what is happening right now? But okay, I get it. It's hyper focused on America. All right, fine. So it's split up into three sections. The Germans took the majority of the eastern coast. And then kind of sort of in the middle towards the western side, they call that the neutral zone. And then the Japanese have all of the West Coast. So, and I'm unsure of what the fuck happened with South America and Canada. Like, what happened? Like, what is England doing? Ain't nobody said shit about England. Ain't nobody said a motherfucking thing about the Queen of England. I don't even know if it is. Who fucking knows? But anyways, this show, it's interesting. I thought it would be very interesting to watch because, yeah, like, what the fuck would happen? There's a whole lot of Jewish people in America. There's a a whole lot of black folks here in America. Like, what happened? And so it was interesting to see that dynamic. The it's based off of a book, and I would much rather like to read the book because it wasn't until season three that I started to watch, and different commentary about this show. And there wasn't very much either, but there is like there's the resistance, but the resistance never really does anything. When they do something, it's stupid as hell. It doesn't make any fucking sense, and it just makes Americans look weak and stupid. Weak and stupid. Like, you've got American people that are just like, yeah, let me sign up to do this, this shit, and I'm gonna be a general for them. And like, in the show, the Germans fucking, no, it wasn't the Germans, it was the Japanese. The Japanese fucking spanked us. I can't remember. You got to look into the show to see how exactly the Germans won, but they ended up doing a switcheroo with Okinawa, I think. Anyways, there's just no sense of American pride in this show. It just makes every American look dumb as fuck, selfish as fuck, and weak as fuck. Like, nobody, like, there's the resistance, but they don't even really be doing nothing. Like, y'all are just, y'all can't put nothing together. Okay. And not a single, all right. It's dumb, and you end up only being able to root for one of the countries that took over America. And it makes you just think like, wow, what the fuck? Like, it tries to make you feel sympathetic towards both sides, like both the Japanese and the Germans. And with Nazis, it tried to make you sympathize with Nazis. And there's this boy of a high-ranking official who finds out that he's sick. And as soon as he finds out that he's sick, he's like, okay, I gotta do the right thing because, like, there's no treatment for my shit. So I'm gonna do what my parents can't do because they knew. They was trying to hide it. And the daddy got to a certain position and he was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. He called the fucking people and the people came and took him up and snatched him from his mama. I'm supposed to feel sorry for this bitch. I'm not finna feel sorry for no fucking Nazi. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking serious? Well, there are people too. And no. Nazi equal bad. What the fuck? Why do we have to say that? Anyhow, but yeah, so I feel as though I really feel like that's becoming a running theme. Like, losing your sense of American pride and what we're supposed to stand for. I never really thought of myself is like, you know what? I've never, I ain't never been no rah-rah America. I ain't never been like that. Never, ever, ever. But I'm realizing after watching this show, like, man, fuck this show. Ain't no way in hell even the worst of American would be like, we're the bullies. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. We the bullies, and that we the bullies of the world. We bully every fucking body for no fucking reason. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not bragging about it. I think it's fucked up. I think it's fucked up. However, ain't no way in hell we finna bend over for a fucking Nazi? even back in the day, especially back in the day, ain't our grandparents, come on, man. No, ain't no way in fucking hell they would have let that shit happen. Nope. No, it's not believable. It's not believable. And I don't know. So I just feel like losing that sense of what we're supposed to stand for. We're supposed to stand for truth and justice and all of this shit. Yet at every fucking turn, you cannot find an unbiased, you know, reporting on this nigga, Brian Koberger. Because everybody, this nigga did it. Okay. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Just what are the facts, though? Do they not have anything? They ain't got shit. They got circumstantial evidence and half a fingerprint. All right. He did it. All right, cool. Then y'all got to prove, how did he get all of this shit up? If he did it, y'all found that one thing, he did it, then y'all got to prove how he did it. You can't prove how he did it? Is this circumstantial? You can't figure out what he did with all of the bloody clothes and the footprints, the lack of evidence? If he's convicted based off of what we know, and even if the knife sheath can't be explained, if he is convicted based off of what we know now and the fact that the prosecution is refusing to hand over evidence, if we go based off of that and he gets convicted and sentenced to death, y'all gonna kill this nigga. You gotta prove it. You gotta prove it. How? You gotta prove it. Okay, he turned his phone off. Plenty of reasons why people turn their phone off. Plenty. Plenty. Even if it does look like he did it. I'm not saying that I think that maybe he didn't do it. It looked how it looked. But still, you can't say, oh, you turned your phone off because you was killing people or you were getting rid of shit. Okay, prove it. Y'all got me on all these other cameras, but y'all ain't got me on no camera for 2 hours. You got me from the whole way there and the whole way back, but you ain't got me on these 2 hours. What'd I do with it then? I don't think he's going to get convicted. If anybody gives a fuck about the law. And based off of what we know, shit, he don't get out. He don't get out. I know y'all don't want to hear me say that shit. And I'm not saying that it's right and it's fair and everything. It's like, if you want this nigga to die, you are saying, no, we want to kill you. We are going for the death penalty. You are not going to spend the rest of your life in jail. We are going to kill you. We're going to fry you. Or we going to, I don't even know what all they got over there. Did some state, I can't remember which one, but there is a state that recently reintroduced the firing squad. Was it Idaho? Girl, I don't know. But somebody reintroduced the firing squad. You might get shot to death. You want to shoot this nigga to death? You want to shoot him in the face? And you gonna shoot him to death? You got to prove it. I'm sorry, but you got to prove it. I'm sorry, but you got to prove it. You want to put... There was this movie, Once Upon a Time. Oh, my God. I cannot for the life of me remember the name of this fucking movie. But it's such a good movie. And I know. I'm sorry to bring him up. But Kevin Spacey was in it. And he did such a phenomenal fucking job. You know I love me some Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was in it, and he did a really good job. I can't remember the name of the movie. And I can only just remember the plot a little bit, but Google it. Google it real quick, because I don't have my phone near me. Google it real quick. See what that movie is, and then go watch that movie. It's got to be streaming some fucking where. If I can find it, I'll put a link to it or let you know how to watch it down in the description. But if you can find that movie, go find that movie. I think it was in the 90s, or maybe it was the early 2000s. It may have been the early 2000s. And the movie was about Kevin Spacey and somebody. Okay, somebody was on death row and he didn't do it. And they was finna kill him. And then they ended up, I don't know, they pulled a switcheroo some kind of way. And somebody died. They killed somebody. And like the second that they killed them, that's when they realized, oh shit, you know, they got a thing. So anyhow, I have rambled on entirely way too long for this episode. just bringing it all around. I don't know. That's it for me, y'all. Bye.